This is St. Louis Public Radio. In these last days before Christmas, teachers and students are wrapping up their fall semester and shutting down for winter break. Before students dash home for the holidays, many will present their favorite teachers with gifts, large and small, handmade and store-bought. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney shares some teachers' favorite gifts they've received from students.
During his 3 decades of teaching, Ladue Middle School science teacher Hugh McGonigal received a lot of cookies from his students.
They tend to get eaten really fast.
But there's one gift he's saved from his early years as an educator in Northern California. It's an embroidered ornament.
I mean, if you saw it, you'd go, just, whoa. I mean, this is somebody who is incredibly skilled with needlepoint. And it's just a beautiful little heart.
The gift came from the family of a Vietnamese refugee with little money. McGonigal hangs the ornament on the center of his Christmas tree every year.
These people took a skill they had and spent time making something for me to thank me for helping their kid. That's like, whoa.
There are more humorous gifts teachers from across the region remember. One educator came home to a six-pack of Bud on her porch from a student. Coffee mugs and gift cards are always plentiful this time of year. Molly Beck once got a goldfish from her Ladue High School students. That died a few years ago. Still in her classroom is a book of handwritten notes from students on her debate team.
And I had no idea that would be the reason I am the person I am today. And the only reason it was able to change my life was because of you. You are the reason why my life has changed for the better.
The notes sit on a shelf above her desk, within easy reach.
Those notes from students and like kind of just taking that time to sit in that and appreciate that moment, that's really helpful. So, but I probably reach for this book particularly at least 2 or 3 times a month.
For Otto Schultians, a painting in his Maplewood Richmond Heights High School classroom is what gets him through a tough day. In an otherwise sterile room with rows of Mac computers, the colorful abstract hangs over his shoulder, a little crooked.
It looks like a hot mess. I mean, you look at it, it looks like something that Jackson Pollock just kind of tossed on canvas.
The painting came from a student a few years ago. She was the type of kid a teacher struggles to motivate, who says high school is pointless. But then Schultians found out he connected with her.
Sometimes you miss, but sometimes you hit and you make a real difference in a kid's life.
On the abstract canvas is a Beatles lyric from the song Across the Universe.
The one lyric she has says, nothing's gonna change my world.
The student finished high school and even went on to college.
By the time she was a senior, I could tell that this was kind of her tongue-in-cheek way of saying, yeah, you actually did change my world.
Sometimes it's the student that changes the teacher. Special education teacher Amanda Burnt went through culture shock when an early teaching job took her to Franklin County. A shy girl who had been in her class just a few weeks before Christmas brought something wrapped in a crumpled blue bag. It was delivered with a beaming smile. Inside was a piggy bank.
It's not new. It's like dollar store kind of item. There's a little chip on the ear and it was kind of dirty.
Burnt says she's never been able to let go of the moment or the piggy bank. Though it's not about the gift.
They touch in ways that you don't see coming. The ones that are hard, the ones that are easy, they all touch in one way or another.
To Burnt, the gift is a reminder to appreciate where her students are coming from. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.